Blog Talk Radio. From Yolanda Brown's new album, April Showers, May Flowers. This is Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I really encourage you to follow or become a fan because I'm going to be giving away one of Yolanda's CDs, maybe two, you never know. So follow at Joy Keys and become a fan on Facebook. For those of you who don't know, you better ask somebody. Yolanda has won two Logo Awards, 2008-2009. She is currently number one on iTunes Jazz UK charts and Amazon Jazz UK charts. She has two master's degrees and was headed toward getting her PhD. She is ambassador for both the Prince's Trust and the Yamaha Class Band, and also she works with Plan UK's Because I Am a Girl campaign. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Good morning, Yolanda, all the way from across the pond. Thank you for joining.
Hi. Hi, thank you for having me. It's good to have two mornings in one day.
I know, right? So it's like afternoon there. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon there.
Exactly. It's 4 o'clock now. Yes.
But I love it. I love this technology. This is amazing. Just being able to connect with people across the globe. I really appreciate you, you know, taking the time to call in today and share your music with the America audience. Let's just start off with this whole thing of school and music. How did you get from two master's degrees and getting a PhD to becoming like world-renowned, you know, UK's premier saxophonist?
Where's the bridge? It really has been a surreal journey. I was doing my music all along, I think, really. As soon as I picked up the saxophone at age 13, it was always a part of me, you know. It's a way of me to express my feelings, and I felt it was my voice. I could take it with me to university and play to myself, play if I was happy, if I was sad. And it was a great way to meet people as well, you know, playing in bands and just going to open jazz sessions and things like that. You can really just meet people, especially when I went to live in Spain for a year. It was a great way to meet people. But little did I know that I would become a solo artist. I joined a band and the band fell away and they decided to manage me as a solo artist. And it just spiraled from there, really. But I was always on my journey to be doing my PhD in management science. So it wasn't until about 2 years ago I had to make that tough decision and decide that I would pursue music full-time since people wanted to hear what I had to create, which is always wonderful as a musician. So that's where I am now.
So we definitely can't say you're lazy. I mean, you're like mad type A personality here, pursuing all these things at the same time. You know, you're a businesswoman. And also people may not realize that you also sing.
Yes, yeah, I think it's interesting when you have a passion for something or for many things. It's wonderful now, especially with technology, that you can actually pursue them. And I know there's only so many hours in a day, but you can sort of divide your time to be able to fulfill your interests, if you like. And that's what sort of keeps me going day by day. As long as I'm challenged and as long as I'm doing something that I'm passionate about, I really feel that fulfilled, really. And I think that should be the same for anybody. If you have a passion for something, you just got to go for it. You know, don't wait. Just go for it.
Well, I want to play some of This Is Without You from Yolanda Brown's new album, April Showers and Flowers, just so they can hear you singing, okay?
Okay.
little love subtext going on here. I mean, how can you maintain a relationship when you're on the road and you're an ambassador and then you're, you know, probably reading a book and, oh, wait, Rubik's Cube, I forgot to mention that.
Yes,
I'm calling you out.
I even launched my album on Valentine's week, and on the second night we were playing with the Royal Philharmonic Concert Orchestra, and during the second half of the concert my keyboardist proposed to his girlfriend, so there was a lot of stuff flying around, but it wasn't anything to do with me apart from the music. But I, even in terms of relationships with family, you know, it's just making sure that you communicate what it means to be an artist and to be a touring and recording artist, so that they understand when you're not at home most of the time and you're living out of a suitcase what that means. And also then they can support you through that. So I think in terms of relationships and friends, it's just having a great understanding, and they've been so supportive to me, I have to say.
It is. You, as an artist, people don't realize that you need that downtime. My daughter is an artist, but she's into fashion design, and it's hard for her to like really create when she's in the middle of her studies, like her kind of like, you know, science and math studies, because it's just so absorbing a certain part of her brain. But then like when she's on vacation, she's like, wow, she's sewing and she's drawing. So people don't understand that you need some like away time. Doesn't mean you want to be away from the person. It's just that
that's right.
You need a little away time to create and think and process in a different way. You know, you create.
That's exactly it. And then as well, when you're home and you're home from touring or home from studio, that's kind of the time they need to grab, you know, I'm available now. Let's do this now. So no, everybody's been fantastic, and I'm really glad for that.
So let's talk about this Rubik's Cube a little bit. What's going on with the Rubik's Cube and you like putting pictures up on your Facebook page of your Rubik's Cube?
That's my geek side coming through. I find it fascinating, you know, and I've even started a bit of a collection. I always have one in my bag, you know, have a bit of a Mary Poppins bag going on my handbag. So I always have my Rubik's Cube. I've even got one that's on a keychain as well. And it's great for touring, I've found, especially when we're on long journeys on the tour bus. I just chuck the cube at one of the band, at my drummer. He'll scramble it and chuck it back, and then I'll solve it and chuck it to the bass guy, and he'll scramble. So, yeah, it's a great bonding tool. And for me, it's just, I don't know, I just love, I know the algorithms, obviously, so I'm able to solve it. And, I just love
it. How many do you have? Let's ask, how many Rubik's Cubes do you have?
Okay, so at the moment I have four. I just came back from playing in Paris, and we went to a store, and they had a 4x4 Rubik's Cube.
Oh, my God.
My brain is expanding. I have three 3x3 cubes, but now I have a 4x4, and so I'm if anyone wants to send me a 5x5, I've solved the 4x4. So let's do this.
Well, I want to play. Let me play some of Tokyo Sunset. This is from Yolanda Brown's new album, April Showers, May Flowers, Tokyo Sunset, and then we'll just talk about that and how you started that song. Okay.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, a little technical difficulty. Sorry about that. Let's try this again. It's going to be Tokyo Sunset. Come on, this is awesome. But it was also done for a great cause. Talk to the audience about the song came about.
Exactly. Well, we had I did a benefit concert for the unfortunate earthquake and tsunami that happened in Japan. And so really as well, I really can't wait to get out there and play. I play Yamaha Saxes, so it would be great to go to the factory as well and see where I originate from musically. And so I really wanted to sort of dedicate something to that cause, especially since we had such a great time at the concert and we raised some good money for them. And yeah, so this just felt right because I know there's a great reggae following there. And I can't wait to really take this song live over to Japan. And do it live. It's going to be really exciting. It's had great feedback so far as well.
Yeah, it's really great. My mom's been to Japan, and she had a wonderful time there. Let's talk about some of your other campaigns and charity work that you're involved in. I really enjoy that you're involved in Because I Am a Girl, because I'm a girl myself. You're a girl. I have a daughter. And it is kind of rough. And even in America, you know, women make less than men, even though they're working the same job. There's a lot of single parenthood. So there are a lot of mostly women, maybe 80% of women are on welfare, that make up the welfare population, let's put it that way. And so it's a struggle being a woman sometimes around the globe. But then there are women doing great things, such as yourself. You know, Angela Kidjo is another great musician. She's a woman who's doing great things. There are a lot of struggles, but talk to the audience about this campaign, Because I Am a Girl.
Yes, well, this as well focuses on the developing countries and countries where young girls as young as the age of 10 are being married off and are becoming mothers at the age of 10 even. And I think not only is it for health reasons not quite right because we haven't quite developed totally. I know now the way that the food is making everybody develop a bit quicker. But yes, unfortunately, this is happening a lot, especially in developing countries. And so this campaign really is to put a stamp on that. Everybody, especially girls, have a right to education. They have a right to be in control of where their destiny is going, you know, in control of what they want their career to hold or their life to hold. And some people really aren't ready. It really is too early as well. And so it really is a cause really after my heart because I feel that I'm very fortunate and very blessed to have this career and the life that I lead. And it'd be great to be able to give back to people and put a stamp to say, no, let these wonderful young ladies have a chance at life. Let them want to give back if they wanted to be in education or wanted to be a teacher or wanted to be a fashion designer or travel the world. You can't do that if you're tied down to a family from the age of 10 or 11. It's really sort of a heart-rendering idea, really.
Yeah. And, well, you know, a lot of places that are valued more than girls. I mean, in China, you know, people are having abortions. They find out that they're having a girl. In India, as a matter of fact, there's almost a worry. They've been doing studies about India and their fact that there's more men. And what effect does that have on the community at large, or the macro community, in terms of the different type of energy that men bring into the world? Not necessarily always bad, but there's no balance if there's no female energy there.
Exactly. And I think even taking it away from even thinking about what sex is a person, it's about the person, you know. And I get asked this a lot, you know, especially with interviews, like, so you're a female sexophonist. It's like, oh, no, I'm a sexophonist. You know, and it shouldn't matter if I'm a...
I was going to say, you're a petite sexophonist. And
yeah.
Almost as big as you are. But I wasn't going to mention that you were a
sexophonist. That one I don't mind. But no, it really should be about, you know, what do you feel when you interact with this person? And there are so many females and women that are doing great things, but are sort of labeled, if you like, that, oh, they're a manager or they're a CEO, but they're female. Well, no, they're doing a fantastic job held up against men or women alike. And so I think it's really the time. We're coming to a time now where it should just be about, what does that person bring? What skills does that person have? And what's the passion of that person rather than what their sex, you know? So, it's a really good cause.
We'll play yesterday from your new album, April Shower, Eight Flowers, just talking about the different types of skills you have. This is a slightly different type of music, so I wanted to play this. This is Yesterday.
Thank you.
That is so beautiful. Let's talk about what type of sax you're playing on that piece there.
So that piece was on soprano sax, and I really wanted it to be an orchestral piece, sort of based in classical music, because that's where, especially here in England, I don't know if it's the same in the States, where music education really starts with classical music. You know, you learn about Bach, you learn about different eras.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. So I really wanted to pay homage to that, being my debut album. You'll find, especially with this album, there's so many genres that are covered. Which
yeah,
heard
we had
far.
Reggae, we had jazz, we have, you know, UK, and now classical. Yeah.
Exactly, but really I wanted it to be sort of homage to all of the genres of music that influenced me, and also to sort of show where I'm going. I might decide to do a concept classical album, I might decide to do just a reggae album, and when you come to a Yolanda Brown concert, that's exactly what you get as well. You know, we're going on a musical journey, we've got some Afrobeat, we've got funk, we've got soul, we've got gospel, mm-hmm. hip-hop. And I think it's really great that the saxophone itself, be it alto, soprano, tenor, baritone, it can really transcend all genres. And so that even happens with the collaborations that I have done and the people that I'm looking forward to working with, you know, people like Esperanza Spalding, John Legend, Wycliffe. I just believe that there's something wonderful that can be made there. And that's sort of like my dream lineup, if I could.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She's been on the show before, and she has a great sound, and I've seen her live. That would be a great combination. I mentioned to you about Christian McBride.
Yeah.
You also talked, I saw an interview with Diana Krall you had met, and also you had met the Temptations. You worked with
them. That's right. Yeah, I was touring with the Temptations around the UK. We had a 20-date nationwide tour here. They were fantastic and so open. You know, Otis Williams and the rest of the guys, they invited me on stage as the sixth Temptation for the final night.
Mm-hmm.
And really showed me what it means to be an artist, you know, being open to new talent, being open to new people and being inspiring to them, you know. Diana Krall again was fantastic. We were at the Royal Albert Hall for 3 nights with her. And this is really great to be able to work with different artists, seeing their journey. And so that's as well why I'm interested in music education and giving back to young people and showing them, well, this is what I do for a job. You know, are you interested?
Talk to them about the audience, about the Yamaha Clack Band that you're involved in and the work you're doing with the youth, young musicians there.
Yes, well, Yamaha Class Band is a wonderful project here because, I don't know, again, in the States, I'm not sure how it is, but if you learn an instrument sometimes at school, you might be taken out of your science class or your math class for 15 minutes to go and learn your chosen instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Yamaha Class Band gives a musical instrument to all 30 children in the class. And then for an hour a week, they would all learn that instrument. And it really helps with, you know, people that maybe struggle with other subjects but maybe excel in music. It's a chance for them to be creative and show their peers what they're doing, and really creating teamwork and creativity, which then transcends over into all of the other subjects that they're studying because they're doing it as a class.
And there's a lot of disciplines people don't realize in the different art forms, whether you're a visual artist, a performing artist, you know, dance or singing. You have to have that foundation, that discipline of the basics.
Yes.
If you don't have that foundation, there's no springboard, there's no catalyst for you to go to the next level without the foundation. So, and as you mentioned, it crosses over and helps students in other areas. I've done shows about music education and how important it is and how it actually improves class attendance and improves their standing in math and sciences. So if you are a parent or someone in community and they're taking out the arts, please encourage your school districts to put them back in, because it really actually helps the other subjects that people try to focus on and say, well, you have to be, you know, a lawyer, a doctor, or a scientist, and this is the only way you can make it. No, that's not the case, you know, not the case.
Exactly. We have a wonderful initiative that I'm an ambassador of here called Pop for Schools, and it involves taking the national curriculum, so we've got math, science, history, but using the music industry in all of those areas. So if you were doing a tour budget, that would be in your math class. If you were doing a press release, that would be in English. And it really opens, I think, young people's eyes to what the music industry is. Because we have, obviously, the fantastic talent shows, the American Idols, the X Factors, The Voice, but you just see in the finished product there. You don't realize that behind that you've got PR, you've got A&R, you've got marketing, lighting, sound people, and there's so many other professions that come out of the music industry that I don't think are explored in education from the get-go. You know, something that comes up during university and people think, well, I'll give that a go. But so it's really interesting to bring music industry into study, into education from a younger age, and give people an idea of what they want to get into, you know, and it's not just about being the next Beyonce or being the next, you know,
Yolanda Brown.
So
being
much,
the next
well,
Yolanda
exactly,
Brown.
Exactly. There's so much more that even those artists need that you can contribute. So it's really great to get in and speak to the young people and see their passions as well.
Well, I want to play some of Fine Line for the audience. So this is an upbeat piece so they can hear. This is Yolanda Brown from April Showers, Mayflowers, Fine Line. Yeah, that's smooth. That's great. So what's your favorite type of music? You have classical in there, you got reggae, you got the jazz. What's your favorite type? What's your next album you think it's going to be?
Yeah, it's a really hard question. It really is. I think the wonderful thing about albums is that you can create that project and then move on to the next one. So I don't necessarily have to have a favorite for now.
Yeah.
But I think really being based in jazz and soul, I think that's something that I really like because I'm self-taught on the saxophone, so I just learned to play the instrument through my feelings. And so I love it when I get a chance to really express sort of either a story, it could be a reminiscing story, a love story, a sad story, and putting that through in improvisation and in music. So I think anything that's got anything to do with soul, obviously based in jazz, but I love soul music. So I think that would be the next project I'm pushing forward, yeah.
Well, let's try some fun things, okay? I do this sometimes with people. We're going to ask you just some crazy questions. Okay, so peanut butter and jelly or turkey and cheese?
Oh, it has to be turkey and cheese because I'm allergic to nuts.
Oh, you're allergic to nuts? Okay.
I am.
Okay, fruit juice or soda?
Fruit juice.
Okay, running or walking?
Walking, so you can take in more. Yeah.
Walking? Okay, flying a plane or taking the train?
Flying.
What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Where do you want to retire when you retire around the globe? Where do you want to retire?
Oh, I think Spain. I love Spain. I'd love to live in Spain.
Yes, you speak un poco, habla español, you see?
Sí, hablo español, exactamente.
Me un poco, piquito, whatever, I don't know, a little bit.
Yes, you see? I understand, real good.
You like flat shoes or high heels?
High heels, I'm sure.
High heels. Okay, iPhone or Android?
iPhone!
Yay, I love her! I have iPhone too. I love iPhones.
I'm on the iPad right now.
Your iPad, excellent.
I am.
I like PCs too. Look, I used to teach computer software, so I'm a bit of a geek. So I PC or Mac, it really doesn't make a difference to me. They all have pros and cons. But I want to say thank you so much, Yolanda. This has been awesome, a great interview. I hope the audience enjoyed it. I see them in the chat room listening. If you're in the UK, you can listen, share with your friends the link. They'll be able to listen to the whole interview in a couple of minutes. Thank you so much, Yolanda. Let me just mention, you're going to be performing May 25th at Cornwall Hall for Cornwall.
That's right. Yes. And we've just had a booking for Mexico in June, so we'll be out there on a jazz festival. And all of the dates, you can keep in touch on my website, which is yolandabrown.co.uk. And it's a social network, so create a profile. You can message me, and we have regular chat sessions there. And we'll definitely share the link for this interview as well. I really, really appreciate your support. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. You can also follow her on Twitter, Yolanda Brown UK on Twitter. And she's also on Facebook. So she is a marketing machine herself, talking about marketing.
You better use them.
YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, the whole nine. Check her out. She's Google, Yahoo. You can get updates. And also, you want to follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter
yes.
and become a fan on Facebook because I'm giving away a copy of her album, April Showers, May Flowers. Thank you so much, Yolanda, for coming on today.
Thank you so much. Keep in touch.
Okay, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you too. Okay. Take care,
everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening today to the show. That was Yolanda Brown. We were talking about her new album, April Showers, May Flowers. I'll be giving away a copy. You can follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook to win a copy of it. Stay tuned. I'll be speaking with author Kimberly Lawson-Grovey about her newest book, The Reverend's Wife. Stay tuned.